From WCMU Public Media, this is Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting Central and Northern Michigan. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, a Chicago club DJ living in Northwest Michigan has spent decades making people feel good on the dance floor. But after battling health issues of her own,
I was down, but I would spend the next night to get my mind off of it.
Find out what has kept DJ Val spinning discs for over 50 years. And this week's Brain Teaser talks about putting this baby in a corner, and it has nothing to do with dirty dancing. That's all coming up. But first, these headlines. Michigan's governor says she's still open to working with President Donald Trump after he threatened to take over the midterm elections. The U.S. Constitution puts states in charge of their own voting, but Trump recently called for Republicans to nationalize elections when repeating lies about alleged rigging in cities including Detroit. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says it's her job to try to find common ground with Trump regardless.
I'm always going to try, but I also am going to fight to make sure people know that elections are secure in Michigan. We run the elections. That's what the states do. We've done it very well. We abide by the results of an election, and we will continue to run our elections.
Meanwhile, some Republican Michigan House lawmakers were in Washington, D.C. Tuesday to support federal election legislation. The Republican-backed policies include tougher voter ID and citizenship verification requirements. In other election news, a Department of Justice lawsuit against the state of Michigan has been dismissed by a federal judge. VoteBeat reports the DOJ filed the suit after the state refused to comply with a request for an unredacted list of registered voters, which would have included identifying information. The Trump-nominated judge says the three laws the DOJ referenced in the suit didn't require the state to provide specific voter data. Michigan will ban smartphones from school classrooms starting next school year under a new law signed Tuesday. Colin Jackson has more.
The new law only applies to instructional time in public and charter K-12 schools, but districts can pass their own stricter bans if they like. Republican State Representative Mark Tisdale sponsored the legislation. He says phones have gotten in the way of learning as they've caused more distractions in schools.
They're intentionally addictive. The algorithms driving the social media sites are meant to bring you back and keep you on, and they're monetizing our kids' attention and turning them into valuable data points that they can sell.
The law provides exceptions for basic phones, as well as for the use of smartphones and tablets when lessons call for them. Several other states, including Florida and New York, have already restricted or banned phone use in schools. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
A grand jury has refused to indict six Democratic members of Congress, including Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. That's according to a source familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press. The grand jury was convened by the U.S. Justice Department over a video the lawmakers made. In the video, members of the group reminded members of the military they must not follow illegal orders. Slotkin says the Trump administration is going after them to squelch free speech and create a climate of fear.
If the president can do this to us, to sitting senators, who else can he do it to? What can he do to a business leader, to a community leader, or to the mom on TikTok who goes viral because she's criticizing the president?
Trump originally said the video was seditious and punishable by death. Slotkin says she and her family have faced numerous death threats since then. And two Northern Michigan athletes will compete in the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan, Italy next week. Kayla Kuhn is a 22-year-old from Boyne City, about 14 miles south of Petoskey. She became the youngest American to win an individual world title in aerial freestyle skiing at age 21. Winter Vanecki of Gaylord is making her second Olympic appearance in the same event. They will compete in the first qualifying rounds for aerial freestyle skiing this coming Tuesday and will be broadcast on NBC. And now it's time for this week's Brain Teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. Let's draw. Today's brain teaser is a riddle. Here it is. I can travel all around the world, but yet I sit in a corner. What am I? Again, I can travel all around the world, but yet I sit in a corner. What am I? Think on that one, and I'll post the answer right after this. House electronic music began in the Chicago underground club scene in the late 1970s. DJs would spin the four on the floor beat, altering disco songs to give them a more mechanical sound for clubgoers to dance to. And one of those early DJs in Chicago was Val Harmon of Onekama, just north of Manistee. I recently talked with DJ Val about her 5 decades in the music business and how it kept her going in the face of numerous health challenges. And you have a history of this Chicago house music. And to those who don't know what that means or what that is, could you give us a quick explainer?
It's hard to explain to people. Like, when I go out of town, if you're in Chicago, you know what it is. It's mainly dance music that came from Chicago, although there's arguments about that. But being from Chicago, new music that was coming out that wasn't commercial, it started out in the gay bars, and it just blew up. There was a place called The Warehouse in Chicago, and they started playing this music. And all the DJs in the city were like, what is that? How do I get that record? And where'd you get this, you know? So we all started talking. We started going to The Warehouse and hearing what they were playing. And that's how the music got named house music, because they were playing at a club called The Warehouse. So when they would go into the record store, hey, you got any of that stuff that they're playing at The Warehouse? House music? That house stuff, you know, that's derived from that. That's where EDM comes from. I have my vinyl. I still have 4 turntables at the house. I can play anything from 8 tracks to MP4. So I've played through all the changes. I started at the beginning, and I'm still spinning today. Yeah.
And in the midst of your career, Val, you've battled some major illnesses. Could you tell us about that and how it affected you?
Well, I had Graves' disease. When they removed my thyroid, they found cancer. So I had thyroid cancer. So I had to go through radiation. And then 5 years later, I had bladder cancer. And that was like a 4.5-year tour. Like, the day I would get the chemo treatment, I was down, but I would spend the next night to get my mind off of it. Now, here I sit 20 years later. We all have stories and battles.
And music seems to be a healer in some ways.
When you're going through treatments like chemo, you are always thinking about it and the possibility of death. I mean, let's face it, it's the C word. So when you're DJing, you know, 3-4 nights in the club, going through all this, there's no better escape than being in charge of the whole entire evening for other people. You're lifting their spirits. So you're there to give them an escape. And at the same time, I was giving myself one.
Could you tell us about your single Rise Again and what that means to you?
I co-wrote that song with Georgie Porgy. He owns Music Plant Records, and it's America's longest-running dance label. And him and I co-wrote that because I thought it was an important thing for people to hear that are going through something like cancer. It's mainly a statement of, I'm not ready to give up. I'll rise again. I'll come through this. And when people were giving up on me, say, oh, she got cancer. She's done. No, I was not done.
How long do you plan to DJ, Val?
Till I'm knocking on heaven's door, I would say. I never will give it up. I think when you're that passionate about something, to be doing it for 53 years, not a damn thing is going to stop you. Nothing.
That was Chicago's longest-running female DJ, Val Harmon, from Onekama. And now, it's time to reveal the answer to this week's Brain Teaser. To recap, we riddled you with this. I can travel all around the world, but yet sit in a corner. What am I? The answer is a stamp. Yes, a stamp sits in a corner and potentially goes around the world too. And I have to say that Brain Teaser riddle was first class. That's it for this week's Brain Teaser. If you'd like to send in a fact, riddle, or question for the teaser, email us at news@wcmu.org. And that's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter linked in the show notes. Read more of our reporting from across the region at radio.wcmu.org, where you can also find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shaw. Mike Horace is our executive producer. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Have a great weekend.